I have good news for you today. Who could use a little good news? Well, if you've got a Bible, turn in it to Romans chapter 8. We were in Romans chapter 8 last week, and I said before, I could preach a whole year out of just Romans chapter 8. It's a whole book in and of itself. In fact, every time I read it, I said, wait, that's in there too? So many of the great foundations of our relationship with the Lord are in this chapter. And a couple of amazing things that the Apostle Paul says about the Holy Spirit and what he does. This whole series, and we're kind of approaching the end, I don't know how many are left, but it's been about the things that the Holy Spirit does. And so I'm always looking for the verbs of the Holy Spirit. A lot of verbs, a lot of parts of the Scripture are about who the Holy Spirit is and what the Holy Spirit is. But what does he do in our life? How does the Holy Spirit function in your life? And so, not to get too caught up in the weeds about the difference between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, which is the Trinity. In Romans chapter 8, it mixes the meat with the potatoes and the vegetables all over the place. Sometimes it talks about the Spirit of Christ, and sometimes it talks about the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit. And it's really all one and the same God. But it's kind of different in how he functions and how we think about him moving in our life. And so I just want to read two short verses to you, but they're not short in my mind because they are full of some of the most amazing things to remind me of how the Holy Spirit moves in my life each and every day. And I started with New American Standard today, but then I have some tweaks of my own. So this might be a little different than your version. It says, in the same way, the Spirit also helps in our weakness. I love that word. It means the word help is to carry something alongside someone else. Like when my brother and I grew up working